This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
IA Hall of Famer, you can find her at DraftKings. She joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It is Lucy Burge. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's get started with our weekly update on Bill Belichick and his now fiance, Jordan Hudson. Do you believe that they're engaged?
Yes. So this is a massive update. Good afternoon. She has told at least one person that they're engaged. Like, this is crazy. And I wonder if that one person is the reporter who was reporting on this story, because who was it that she told? Like, if it was the person that told the reporter, then that's the one person who told it. So I don't know. And I feel like if they were engaged, she told one person. I feel like she'd tell a bunch of people. But she was wearing a ring at the NFL Honors that was New Orleans inspired. And I thought that was the engagement ring at first. And stuff that with them happens, it's so out there that I was like, oh, yeah, they're just engaged. Because I feel like that's going to happen. So whether or not it has happened, I think it's going to. And, could they be already married is my question. Could she be pregnant?
Whoa. Are you serious?
Anything is possible.
He's 73.
I don't think she's pregnant. But I mean, what? There have been few celebrities who have done this.
Yeah, who was that guy from The Odd Couple had a baby when he was like 80? Tony Randall,
dude.
Yeah, I'm blanking on three.
It was his own.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, he's gonna be snipped at
this. Yeah, Al Pacino
point.
Had a baby yep. late.
You can undo
sure
that.
Did.
Snip snap.
Robert De Niro. So who knows, but I don't want to say she's maybe told at least zero people that, so I don't know, but I believe that they're engaged. If that's a rumor that's out there, I believe it comes from her. And so it's possible that they are engaged.
Well, Lucy,
go ahead, Lucy,
I'll admit I saw this on your Twitter feed, tweeting the New York Post. Do you think that boat's real? The Roman numerals, it's 1+8 rings.
How?
For Roman numerals. Oh, sure.
How is this possible?
I missed this.
How is this possible? He has renamed his boat before the number of rings, but what? Why would you do that? It doesn't look like pristine. It doesn't look as good. The V looks great, but the 1+? And notable, the adding the 1 is not at the end. Like, you could say 8 rings plus 1.
Yeah.
He had to be first, and I love that about this girl. So she really thinks of everything. This is my queen now. The Old Bay post is.
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
I am now fully back. I said to you guys last week, "Oh, these aren't people I'd want to deal with."
Right.
No, I love these.
You've turned the corner.
She gets it, and she doesn't care. So I really, that one won me back over. I am Team Jordan Hudson all day. She's a queen. If you can get Bill Belichick to rename his boat for you, That is an accomplishment.
Well, I think he's probably rewritten more than that for her. Yeah. And I think that's why the family hates her so much.
Hey, real quick on the Belichick and maybe having kids. So Tony Randall got remarried at the age of 75 to a 25-year-old. He had two kids in 1997 and 98, died at 84 in 2004. So he was having
kids. Sure they're his kids.
Okay. They're his, yeah. Wait. They're his.
They're from his sack.
Yes, yes.
Everyone's freaking out about that.
They're his seed, yes.
Tony Randall did this. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
This is fine. Bill is just doing what other men before him have done. This is not anything new, not crazy, not
crazy.
This is so normal of him to do, you guys.
It's crazy. He's like 50 years older than her, and he's going to bring life into the world with her?
There's nothing that isn't not crazy.
I think
it'll definitely be twins.
Oh, that whole photo shoot, her announcement.
Those poor kids.
It's gender reveal during UNC. Maybe it's a boy. Maybe the color is blue and they can use UNC colors. Guys, it fits together. I mean, it's perfect.
Okay. So let's go down this rabbit hole. Let's say that they are engaged and they're going to get married. He was the most private guy in the history of the world before all this went down. But we know who's wearing the pants, and she seems to really like the media moments and the notoriety. Like, is this a full blown? The Tom Brady Netflix roast? All the old Patriots are there. It's on pay-per-view. We're watching it on Netflix in real time. Like, is it paparazzi city? Is it 5,000 guests in some opulent island, or is it off the grid?
Oh, it's going to be, they're going to say, let's go down to the courthouse. Let's do this quietly, paparazzi. No, this is going to be an extravaganza. And if you are invited to that wedding, you have to go just to see. Because every former player I don't know what will she invite his former players? Maybe she doesn't like that or something. I don't know. Because some of them have said, like Edelman saying, oh, this is crazy. But if she does, I would go just to see. Like, if I was Edelman, I would go for, podcast material. Because this is all you're going to be asked about forever. But I would think what she would do, I think, is reach out to, say, Vogue and say, hey, I would like my wedding featured in Vogue Brides. Which isn't that, among my friends from college did that. Like, people are featured in Vogue Brides that are not even, of her level of
fame. She can Margie on
that. But she might do that. I think she would do exclusive to a magazine. Maybe People Magazine also does that. Exclusive to a magazine where she gives them all the photos of her wedding and exclusive features of her wedding, I think is what would happen. And it would be unbelievable. And knowing her, she would design her wedding dress. And it would, knowing her, knowing how she operates, she would decorate it herself, bedazzle it. It would be almost maybe like a pageant dress. It would be not subtle. This would be over the top, perhaps. But I do wonder, would they do it on Nantucket? Because she did have a little bit of a tiff with Linda Holiday on Nantucket, Bill's former girlfriend.
Yes.
And would she stake her territory with a massive Nantucket wedding?
Talking with Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on The Fan. I have two questions. You talk about, will the former players be invited? I'm wondering if the former children will be invited. Is Bill Belichick's kids from other, will she have them there? But also, are you still buying how they met? Like, they were on a plane, and, he starts talking to her about some class. And
they were on a website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, first of all, I don't think his kids would be in attendance. I really don't think that they approve of this. They don't want this at all. This might be their worst nightmare. So, I don't think they'll be there. But I don't know if I believe the way they met. Because why? So, here is a scenario. They did meet that way, and in the interview, she really wanted to keep it to the book, so she said, we're not talking about that. So maybe that's why she said, we're not talking about it. But, it's so coincidental that she would be sitting next to Belichick, that he would write the date on the book when he was signing it, so that they could maybe backtrack to that day and say, look, we met on this day, and that's the story. But they actually met some other way. I go back and forth on that, because I lean more toward that's how they met, but other than that, I don't really know how. I don't want to say, other things people have speculated, because she is very, classy. So I'm not saying people do that aren't classy, but she, it seems more that, maybe they did and they bonded over philosophy. That happens. It's a way to meet people. Bring your philosophy textbook with you on a plane.
There you go, Bone.
Like, it's so right. It's so, and then say, you know, can you sign my philosophy book and just start talking about it, theories and things like that.
You would go. You would go for that.
I would be. I think if I, maybe not philosophy.
Okay.
Maybe like if someone could explain mathematics, I think that's kind of hot.
Really?
Like if they had a mathematics textbook with them and they were like, hey, do you know this Pythagorean theorem? Well, I'd say yes.
Come
but
on.
Something more more complicated than that. It, I would.
Like advanced statistics or something?
Yeah, it would be a science book, something like that. Like microbiology. I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to hear more about this.
There, you got your summer assignment, Bone.
There you go.
CCBC, take a class.
No, I took the easy way out. I didn't even take a lab at Towson.
Well then,
I have a cheat code there. Well, Lucy, going
Lucy's
in a completely different direction. We share a love of Tim Robinson.
Yes.
Are you seeing Friendship this weekend?
I thought about it, and I don't know if I'm going to. But
is he the I think we should leave guy?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, I have.
He's got
have
a Friendship is the movie that he. It's honestly got great reviews.
Yeah,
well,
I've read some reviews.
I am looking at every video about it on TikTok. I want to see it so badly. Here's my thing. I am thinking about going by myself because I don't have any close friends who know of him. Like, I am the only person in, like, a people who live around me that, like, literally this morning, I was at Nesson, and one of my friend who I hosted the show with was talking about something that she saw a video of a real funeral where someone fell through the casket or the coffin. And I said to her, have you seen I Think You Should Leave? And she said, no. So I sat there in the office and I showed her Coffin Flop. I made her watch it. And so this is where I am. All of my friends do not know it. Or know him. He is the funniest person who has ever lived.
He's hilarious.
Tim Robinson is. And he gets it. There is also a video. He's a genius. If you have not seen his Concrete Halloween skateboarding skit, it's on YouTube. Google Concrete Halloween. I watch it a million times a day. He gets it. It is a million emotions in one, and he is the funniest person who has ever lived. So Friendship is one that is on my list. I have to go see it.
We want to get to your bets, but what did you think of the Wanna Bet?
Yes,
game show.
The theme song. What did you think of the theme song?
Let's get it started with Jason and Ben.
It was the song of the summer.
The song of the summer, show of the century, is Wanna Bet. If you don't check out this show, what are you even doing? Especially today's episode.
Yes.
So you'd be crazy not to. So it's pretty much the best show. It's better than I Think You Should Leave.
Wow. Thank you. Can you rack that? Are you rolling on that? There, Ben.
That?
And unfortunately, Twitter's all jacked up right now, so you can't watch it at my Twitter feed right now. But it'll be back eventually.
Thanks, Elon.
It will.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy.
Lucy, what's wrong with the Red Sox before
we let you
go?
Nothing. They're great. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. I think they're just destined to be mid. No, they're destined to win the World Series. That's what's happening. They're teasing everybody. And the Orioles better watch out when this game finally gets played tomorrow, because it is pouring rain here. Can confirm that this game should have been postponed. Absolutely. You'll see that nothing is wrong with the Red Sox when you watch your Orioles the next few days. They are great, and everyone's on the same page, and communication is fantastic.
Yeah.
And everyone knows why they're only pitching a certain number of innings.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. It's maybe communication, something internal. I do not care that Alex Cora took a day off. God forbid, the guy's beautiful daughter graduates from Boston College, which is a massive achievement.
Yes.
He takes the day to celebrate. Are you kidding me? Crazy. No, absolutely he should have taken that day off. Please. And so I don't think there's any issue. They'll figure it out.
What are some of your favorite bets?
Queen of Dongs.
Queen of Dongs. Though my dongs were for the morning, really. I have two
floppy dongs.
Total bases kings I have today, Cal Raleigh, to have two or more bases at DraftKings. That is +125. He has hit this in his last two games with 2 and 6 total bases in those. And he has 2 hits against Lance McCullers Jr. in his career. Also, Marcell Ozuna to have 2 or more bases, +100. He has hit this in 2 of his last 3 games, 5 and 4 bases in those games. And he has 11 hits off of Trevor Williams, including a single and a double. So I like him to do that as well.
Lucy Burge, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at DraftKings, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lucille Burge.
Lucy, you're the best. Thank you as always. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, guys. Wanna Bet is the best show.
It's a banger.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you,
I would say the check's in the mail, but I'm in the red on this one. So maybe one day. One day.
Talk to you next week.
Jason's got like 9 podcasts. But this one's the best one.
No, I really don't.
The
Baldy thing's dead. It's been dead forever.
Yeah.
I don't know why they still have it in promos.
Good promos.
Take that.
Music's not as good.
I'm just saying.
Though. Yeah.
It's totally valid.
Rob Bradford's going to talk more Red Sox with us at 4:30 from WEI. Ben McDonald will talk O's with him at 5. But coming up next, a wild game at Madison Square Garden. NBA shootaround.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Next here on The Fan.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal, a 3 for the win, and goal! He got it!
I got to make sure he got all the way behind the line.
That's right. Region.
He certainly got it off in plenty of time.
Oh, I think that's a 2.
That is a two. You're right.
I think that's going to be a 2.
Here is a 3 for the tie. Short. Caught by Hart. Out to Towns. To tie. No. Rebound. Fought for. Loose. Bridges has got it. Clock is ticking. Out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
TNT with the call, and a funny thing happened on the way to a Knicks win in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks became the first team in NBA playoff history to lose a game where they led by 14 or more points with 2.5 minutes left to go and led by 9 with less than a minute to go. Pacers sent it to overtime with the Halliburton 2, win 138-135 in overtime. What a crazy basketball game.
Pacers had them exactly where they wanted them the entire game.
Yes,
How about Nembhard with the 6 straight threes in the final minutes?
That was crazy.
The Pacers.
It was Naismith, not Nembhard.
Naismith.
Two guys, two different dudes. Nobody's ever heard of either of them, but they go crazy.
I mean, the Pacers don't quit, and they can come at you in waves, and they're a lot deeper than the Knicks, and I think in many ways more athletic than the Knicks, and I think this is going to be a heck of a series. It's a weird game. Pacers really, like, the first 4 minutes, I'm like, the Pacers might score 150 points in regulation. Like, I'm like, but they also weren't playing defense. And then the thing started to flip on its head in the second quarter, through the third quarter, and then late in the third quarter and through the fourth quarter, the Pacers just took over. And then things, you know, got to overtime and got a little crazy. Maybe the most astonishing thing for me is the Knicks put a stranglehold, seemingly, on the game after Brunson picked up the fifth foul.
They go on a run when he goes on the bench.
Like, that was crazy. And then he comes back into the game, and they start to choke.
Yeah. This is like Team of Destiny type stuff, because you see these crazy type of comebacks, and then this one we just haven't seen like ever. And the shot that Halliburton had, where it hit back iron, went 20.
Yeah, how often does a ball do that?
Come back down. The odds of that happening, but it's like Team of Destiny type stuff you're seeing.
I think the combination of Halliburton and McConnell is going to be a big problem for that Knicks backcourt.
They couldn't cover McConnell.
I think it's going to be a problem for that Knicks backcourt.
X-Sixer.
And how about this? Both teams had two guys score over 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Pacers win 138-135. If you had Aaron Nesmith over 29.5 points, you were a smart fella. He was 8-for-9 from three in this game.
Say 6-for-6 down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. Just couldn't.
Well, there are some great clips from him too after the game. Like they just kept letting me take wide open shots from the same spot. Like they kept letting me run to my spot on the wing with nobody around and give me uncontested looks.
Where was Josh Hart playing defense? Where was the defense? Alas. Knicks down 0-1 quickly.
Oh, and a Thibodeau, whatever play he called. First of all, they didn't try to deny that inbounds. Yeah. And then they overcommit on the first pass, and it really should have been an N1 and game over.
Yes.
That was a hack.
Obi Toppin got hit in the head, and they didn't call it. We all like the Thunder tonight to go up 2-0.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
I like the -3.5 first half. That's what I feel strongest about in this game. I think Julius Randle probably gets his 20 points. You can get that at 18.5, 19.5. OKC is the better team, but they've played with their food at times.
Yeah, they do. They do. Game 2 in the West tonight. We're going to talk baseball coming up next. Rob Bradford, he covers the Red Sox for WEI, also has a podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. What's going on with the Red Sox? The Orioles start a 4-game series with them starting tomorrow with a doubleheader. Rob joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Next. Orioles and Red Sox rained out tonight. They will try to play a split doubleheader tomorrow as part of a 4-game series. And joining us now to talk some Red Sox, covers the Red Sox for WEI. Also has an Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. It's Rob Bradford. And Rob, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate you joining us, courtesy of the Winter Nation Fan Hotline. I'll ask you a vague question. You can go with it where you want. What's wrong with the Red Sox?
A lot of years I could say exactly A or B, and now it would have to get to about N in terms of what's wrong with the Red Sox. And because it has changed so many times over the course of the last couple of months, and they're sitting here, you're basically a 500 team, which this isn't a feel-good 500 team. This is a you push your chips in the middle of the table, and you landed in the exact same place you did last year when you didn't do that. And the reasons are all over the place. And that's the frustrating thing, is that, yeah, we could have the drama of the Devers stuff and everything else. But the reality is that 1 minute it's the bullpen, 1 minute it's the starting rotation, and the next minute, it's the defense. And then you have some real, real huge holes in this lineup at key times and underperforming guys as well. So I think it's just a confluence of a lot of stuff, sort of with the layer of some controversy, which I certainly don't think they were banking on.
So how, because we know things just blow right over in Boston. I mean, everybody's, everybody's willing to cut slack and this or that. So we've now got the Devers thing. We've got the Liam Hendricks usage thing. We've got, I guess, some people complaining about them finally keeping Crochet on a limit. But I mean, like, he's not going to throw 100 pitches every single time now that you've got him locked up long term, especially. Am I missing anything? And which of those is the most tumultuous?
Well, yeah, I mean, the other day you had Alex Cora having the gall to go to her daughter's graduation and skipping that game, and everyone screaming and yelling about that, or not everybody, but some sure. people, which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. This happens all the time, but I think that sort of was an example of how everybody's sort of tense and everyone's on edge. And I think that Alex Cora's Q rating is probably the lowest that it's been in a long, long time here. But I think that, the jumping off point was the Devers thing, which I may have talked to you guys about that, back in when he had the no press conference, and then they go through it. All you have to be is a DH. And then it resurfaces when they sort of say, hey, would you introduce first base? And he's like, no, too bad. You only wanted me to be a DH. And then you have the owner flying out to Kansas City. I mean, whoever had John Henry gassing up the plane for Kansas City in mid-May, nobody, especially not the Red Sox. So that was sort of the headline thing. But along the way, you just have had things like you just have underperformances. Trevor Story in the last month has been the worst hitter in baseball, OPS and across the board. You know, you have Christian Campbell for the first month who got the extension, was the rookie of the year candidate, and now he's been really, really bad. They don't have a first baseman. And to your point, I mean, you have Liam Hendricks saying I should be used more, even though Liam Hendricks, you know, isn't really like a big part of this whole equation. Yeah, he was a closer, but he's not the reason, the be all end all, the problem, the solution of the problem. But that doesn't help when he comes out and said I should be using more or use more. So yeah, I mean, so it's a lot of different things, like I said.
Well, one of the major bright spots is Alex Bregman, but at this rate, he's definitely going to opt out, right?
Yeah, well, that's the tricky thing. I mean, first of all, if they don't have Bregman, this is a disaster. And he's been as advertised. He's having a great year. He's a great guy to have in the clubhouse, all this stuff. But you're right. I mean, how can he look at this and say, hey, this is a very secure place. This is the place where I feel comfortable. And it is not going well in that respect. And the other part about that is that Alex Bregman was supposed to be one of these adults in the room. Alex Bregman was supposed to be one of these guys who was going to bring some sort of leadership to the clubhouse, and he has in a lot of ways. But the problem is that when it comes to the be-all, end-all, the thing that is at the top of everyone's list, the Devers thing, he's kind of caught in the middle because he's part of it. So it's not like he can go up to Rafi Devers and say, hey, listen, just play the position. Because A, he's really on a one-year deal, and B, he's part of this whole conversation. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for the Red Sox because he's been just what the doctor ordered.
We're talking with Rob Bradford's Inside Access here on The Fan. So if the Red Sox are a mess, in your view, what are the Orioles?
I mean, I almost said if the Red Sox didn't have Alex Bregman, they'd be the Orioles, but they wouldn't be that bad. No, they wouldn't be that bad because you do have Crochet. You still have pieces, and the Red Sox, I think, can turn things around. I mean, look at the Mets a year ago, and they turned things around. They were, I think, 11 games under 500 in early June. So, you know, the Red Sox still have talent. I think you guys know. I mean, the Orioles, looking it up today, the fact is that when you have four of your five starters have ERAs over five, like, how do you function that way? And then you have the guy coming back as closer, and I think he's given up runs in his last four outings. And then you have a lineup where you have three guys over 800, and then you have, you know, a lot of these foundation guys. And this is what the similarity, I guess, with the Red Sox is that a lot of these guys that the Orioles are leaning on or were expected to be leaning on that you thought were going to be big pieces as a foundation going forward haven't produced. And the Red Sox, you can say the same thing about, whether it's Casas, whether it's Story, you know, even Duran is at a down year compared to last year. So, yeah, I think there's similarities in that respect. But, I mean, I think with the Orioles, I mean, it begins and ends with you can't sustain with that sort of pitching.
Yeah, they've got some issues. So how much are people talking there about sort of this whole prism of, wow, okay, the Yankees look good, but they're not world beaters, and the Orioles have completely melted down, and like Toronto's 500, but there's nothing special about them. And the Rays are playing in a AA stadium, and, you know, their pitching hasn't been what we thought it could have been. Like, it seems like this might be the worst division in the American League. Like, the Yankees might win this by default because they're the only team above 500.
Yeah, right. And here's the thing is that I kept screaming and yelling, even going back to last deadline, where you say, hey, you got to take advantage. The American League stinks. You know, there's the flaws all over the place. And I think that that's somewhat still the case.
Yeah.
The problem is that I think some of the teams you mentioned, it's like you can't – the American League has gotten just good enough where there's only a few teams where you go into that series feeling good about winning the series. There is – I mean, sorry, but the Orioles are one of them. You know, the White Sox are one of them. The A's and Angels, maybe they sort of go back and forth, but the American League has sneakily got a little bit better, just enough to make teams like the Red Sox and the Rays and the Blue Jays feel comfortable and comfortable at the same time. But the one you ask what people are talking about, what people should be talking about the Yankees because, you know, everyone craps on Cashman, you know, every once in a while, or what they didn't do in the World Series and everything else. But, I mean, they turned over that roster, and they're still good. Are they flawed? Yeah, they're still good. And they're good despite not having Gerrit Cole and Devin Williams and Luis Gill and those guys. So I don't want to hear about any other team complaining about injuries. Congratulations, New York Yankees. Whatever formula you put together, it's worked, and you are probably the best team in the American League. I mean, the Central's good, but one of the best teams in the American League.
With all that being said, Rob, I know we're still a couple months away from the trade deadline, but the Red Sox went out, made some big moves, had some thoughts of being a true contender. Do you expect them to continue to double down, triple down at the deadline to add?
I would hope so. You know, today they make a trade for Ryan Noda, right? And okay, you know, to add another mix to the first base, which is the equivalent of getting Dom Smith and Gerrit Cooper last year. I'm just, you know, to me, if you're, you know, if you've gone so far down this road with Bregman and Crochet, then keep going. It's sort of like the same conversation with the Orioles, right? You did the Burns thing, so let's go. Let's keep doing it. Like, let's keep going down that road. But instead, so many of these teams feel like they can sort of piece it together and hope for the best and not be aggressive. I do think, like, they keep saying, the Red Sox keep saying that, hey, our worst times are in a rearview mirror. They, like, I keep using the analogy, but it's true. They've pushed their chips to the middle of the table. So if they're in it at all, if they don't keep being aggressive at the deadline, then that's just sort of sad. I will say this, though. They have good young players coming up. That can be part of the solution, but it can't be the only solution.
Rob Bradford, always great. They getting all four of these games in, Rob?
Yeah, it's going to be miserable. This stinks, man. Like, it's like, what are we doing with this weather? It's just, there's no spring. So tomorrow will be, they couldn't play today, but tomorrow they'll get these games in and they'll play the weekend. And I just miss spring training.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate it.
All right. Good talk with you.
Thank you.
Rob Bradford, WEI. Also, Baseball Isn't Boring is the podcast. You know what also isn't boring is listening to Tony Manzalino speak. We've had a few days of new skipper. We're going to hear some of his best work next here on The Fan.
Yeah, we actually talked about it. We thought about it. I think in this scenario, we thought we had a shot to throw up a point in the bottom half. You know, I think there's probably another scenario where you feel like you might not be able to do that right there, just kind of where we were at. We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation. So we bet on our guy. Didn't work out. We'll do it again next time.
It's Tony Manzalino, ladies and gentlemen. He's the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, at least on an interim basis, and he likes to call runs points, and we've heard that a couple times. And so we've had a few days of Tony Manzalino. Jason, I know he upsets you at times.
Well, no emotion.
I just don't, you know, don't take us for fools. Don't
I don't think
say
he is,
things
though.
Like how we show so much fight and we fought so hard for Brandon Hyde. Like, don't relitigate the pet. Anybody who's paying attention knows where we are and how we got there. And it's not because they had so much fight. And it's not because they're so locked in. And it's not because they're battling and scrapping. It's just not.
I think it was more frustrating when it was Brandon Hyde. This guy's just trying to.
Yeah, I think he's trying to figure it out.
He's trying to figure it out. Like, that doesn't get me up in arms.
I'm with Bone.
I just think this guy's not comfortable in a press conference setting, and he's trying
to. You
want to
hear uncomfortable, guys?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the weekend. Cut 25. Tony Manzalino talking about the energy in the clubhouse.
This was tough yesterday, there's no doubt. I don't think that when you walk in that clubhouse, guys, today, this morning, or even yesterday, you know, as the news kind of circulated and things settled in, I don't think that they're feeling sorry for themselves. And I don't think that their compete has diminished in any ways. I think it's just kind of an unfortunate set of circumstances coming out of the first couple innings, the last couple days. Certainly something that I think that we'll kind of solve here, you know, going into Milwaukee and then Boston.
I will say the cynic in me argues that they can't diminish anymore. They were down, 7-0 back-to-back days.
That was pretty much the same talking points that he was using. I think he's...
That's my problem. You don't think that this has been scripted for him? That my whole problem is
But is that him or is that
whoever it is? Stop it. Go a different direction. Sell the future. Sell what you're going to be doing differently. Don't tell me that the slop that I'm watching is something other than the slop that it is. I feel like I'm setting the bar pretty low.
I guess it's you're a little higher than us, though, because he's just, I think it's more embarrassing than upsetting.
To me, it is part of a pattern of them taking people for fools.
I get that, the them part, but I can't blame
him. Well, he's the embodiment of, well, guess what? It took 4 days for his boss to come out and say anything.
Agreed.
So this is it. This is what we're stuck with.
Yes.
6 days a week.
Yes.
This is what we get.
Yes.
But and so if your team's going to suck, can he at least not suck so much?
But that's
can he
them.
Come out and like have some semblance of like, yeah, now I think I belong. And yeah, this really does count. And no, that wasn't good enough, but we'll be better tomorrow. That's all I'm asking for. Don't tell me the nine innings I just sat through and I'm not a fool and I'm not an idiot and I'm not a kid. I know baseball. Stop trying to tell me your product something other than it is.
Let's hear one more from Tony Manzolino. Cut 35, Ben, talks about this is not being something that anybody wanted.
This isn't a good thing for us. We're going to miss Brandon in a lot of ways. To me, he did a great job here. It's the most wins in baseball the last couple years. It's a manager of the year. Get to this point where a change is made, it's not something that any of us wanted by any means.
It's a good man who's not he's not equipped to
be
a manager.
I'm not saying he's not a bad, but that's what he is. And they're charging major league prices.
I get it.
And they're making you pay $20 a month now to watch this on Masson.
Yeah.
And they're getting $600 million of our money to build up our ballpark.
Well, that's not my
that
money.
They have jacked. It is.
It's not. I did not donate.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Do you pay taxes?
I do, but it wasn't $600 million, and I'm going to pay taxes regardless.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about it's not upsetting me as much as it upsets you. That's all.
But it is your money.
It's fine. I pay taxes. That's fine. It's baked in the cake.
It's
that
money
I pay
that
taxes.
Could have gone to a school,
okay.
To education,
and it goes to
fight heroin. Right.
It went
right.
to the ballpark.
And it raises the value of his
I get it.
Of his team.
I get it, but
that
I'm just
he
saying
will eventually sell for a lot more than he paid.
Probably
and
will.
In the meantime, we watch this slop with a guy who has no business
That's
being
fine.
A major league manager trying to tell us it's something other than it is, being talked to by a guy who has no business
no
being
but
a
he's
general managing, manager,
the
being talked to by a billionaire
no
who can't even peep his head out and say anything.
Yeah. But he's managing the team because the season's over already, and they got rid of the other guy because the season's over already. That's all. Like, I'm past the point of getting worked up about it because they stink.
How about stinking with some, like, stink with pride? Like, stink in the real world. Don't sell me your fairy tale land of the scrappiest, fightingest little team that never gives up. You've lost twice as many games as you've won. You've been favored in a vast majority of them.
No, not lately.
Stop it.
Coming up next, we'll talk Orioles with Ben McDonald. How's he feel about them ending the losing streak, and what's he think about this series in Boston? Ben joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.